All right, last thing, we want to get rid of this drug. So, removal of the drug from the system, we can use urine, sweat, bile, saliva, breast milk, and lungs, among other things, to get rid of drugs from your system. Now, the major drug, the major organ that's designed to do this is your kidney. So the kidney is dependent on what we call glomerular filtration. So what is the glomerulus? All right. Okay, so we have an artery coming in, and we have an artery coming out, and then in the middle there's a bunch of wound up arteries. Now, the blood coming in, the blood going out, this is called the glomerulus. Now, the more blood that goes through this glomerulus, the more we filter. The quicker we filter, the quicker we get rid of drugs. So glomerular filtration rate, or GFR for short, is the major determinant of how quickly you get rid of drugs. Now, the next thing is what we call passive tubular reabsorption. Once it gets filtered out, some of that drug will be reabsorbed. The amount of reabsorption will also affect how quickly we get rid of drugs. And then we also have active tubular secretion, which is sometimes the body says, hey, get rid of this completely. And it actually pushes more of the drug into the urine collecting duct. Then we have breast milk. One of the very important things is, if a woman is breastfeeding, will this affect her child? If so, is it a good thing, a bad thing, or a neutral thing? So a lot of women who are breastfeeding have a very limited number of drugs that they can take because it will go into their breast milk. So in that case, you either don't give the drug or you don't breastfeed. Okay. Now, in addition to excreting through the kidneys, there's a lot of excretion that goes on in your body through the liver. The liver can actually excrete drugs into the bile duct, and it exits in the bile. Now, where does bile end up? In your intestines. Now, the problem with excreting in the bile is that what happens in the intestines?
Digestion.
Drugs sometimes get reabsorbed. So sometimes it's not a very good way to get rid of drugs. But if they've changed the drug beforehand, sometimes it won't get reabsorbed. And then it exits in the feces.